All right, so are you interested in AI and like how it can level up your business? Well, today we're diving deep into Boatrick. It's a company that claims their AI-powered chatbot can turn conversations into conversions. They've laid it all out in their pitch deck, and we're here to unpack it all for you.
Yeah, sounds good.
Let's see if they live up to the hype.
What's fascinating to me about Boatrick is that they're tackling a pain point we all experience,
Oh, for sure.
customer service. We've all been there stuck on hold, dealing with frustrating automated menus, or worse, getting passed around different departments.
Oh, I hate that.
It's the
And it's
worst.
not just annoying for us as customers.
Right.
Boatrick's pitch deck hits us with a staggering statistic.
Okay.
Businesses lose a whopping $75 billion
Wow.
every single year because of poor customer service.
When you see a number that big, it really highlights how vital it is to get customer service right. And for businesses, it goes beyond just losing money in the moment. Think about the ripple effect. Frustrated customers are more likely to jump ship and tell everyone they know about their bad experience.
For sure.
In fact, the pitch deck cites that 72% of customers will switch brands after just one bad support interaction.
Ouch. That's a hit no business wants to take.
Nope.
So, how do traditional chatbots fit into all of this? Aren't they
Rare.
supposed to be improving customer service already?
Well, that's the thing. Traditional chatbots often fall short. They can feel robotic and impersonal, lacking that human touch that customers crave. And let's be honest, sometimes they just don't understand what we're asking.
Oh, so frustrating.
The pitch deck points out that a big part of the problem is that many chatbots don't provide the kind of actionable insights businesses need.
Interesting.
It even mentions that 77% of executives say poor customer insights are hindering good decision making.
So where does Botrick come in?
Boatrick positions itself as the AI-powered solution to all these chatbot woes. They promise a chatbot that not only understands your customers better, but also provides your business with valuable insights.
Okay, let's unpack what Boatrick is actually offering.
Okay.
They highlight four key solutions: AI-powered chat, real-time query tracking, automation of those repetitive questions we all
Wait,
dread,
briefs.
and get this,
Okay, what?
personalized responses with analytics.
Cool.
Plus, it's available 24/7, which is a game changer for businesses that can't afford round-the-clock human support.
Think about it from your perspective. You're on a website late at night trying to figure something out. Wouldn't it be great to get instant help from a chatbot that feels like you're talking to a real person,
For sure.
even if it's 3 a.m.?
Yeah, that would be amazing.
That's the kind of seamless experience Boatrick is aiming for.
Now let's talk about the market opportunity.
Okay.
The pitch deck claims the chatbot market is expected to reach a massive $30 billion by 2030.
Wow, that's huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
But who exactly are they targeting within this massive market?
They're casting a wide net, looking at startups, small and medium-sized businesses, even government agencies and larger companies. The key here is that each of these segments has unique pain points that Botrick believes they can address.
Can you give us an example of how Botrick might solve a specific pain point for a particular type of business?
Sure. Imagine you're a tech startup. You're probably strapped for resources and need a cost-effective way to provide 24/7 support. Botrick's subscription model, which they claim averages just $15 per month, could be incredibly appealing. It's a fraction of the cost of hiring additional support staff.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Now, in a market that's already crowded with chatbot solutions,
Yeah.
what makes Botrick stand out from the competition?
They're really pushing their self-learning AI as a key differentiator. Imagine a chatbot that constantly learns and improves with every interaction, becoming more and more adept at understanding your customers' needs and delivering accurate, helpful information. That's what Botrick claims to offer.
They're also touting something called context-aware conversations, which sounds pretty impressive. What exactly does that mean?
Think about it this way. It means the chatbot can understand the nuances of how you, the customer, communicate. It can pick up on slang idioms, even sarcasm.
Oh, really?
And it can remember previous interactions using that context to provide more relevant and personalized responses. It's
Interesting.
about going beyond just recognizing keywords and actually understanding the intent behind your questions.
So it's like having a chat bot that can actually hold conversation with you, not
Exactly.
just spit out canned responses.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And it goes hand in hand with another key feature they highlight.
Right.
Omnichannel integration.
Okay, so what does that mean?
Basically, this means the chatbot can interact with your customers across various platforms.
So whether someone emails, starts a chat on your website.
Right.
Or even reaches out on social media, Botrick can handle it all seamlessly.
That's the idea.
Wow.
No more jumping between systems or losing track of conversations.
Yeah.
Everything is centralized, making it easier for you to manage and ensuring your customers have a consistent experience.
All of this sounds great.
Yeah.
But do they have the numbers to back up these claims?
Okay.
What kind of results are they promising?
Well, according to the pitch deck,
yeah,
Botrick is claiming some pretty impressive ROI figures.
Like what?
We're talking about 90% automation of queries, a 75% increase in customer satisfaction.
Okay.
40% sales growth and a whopping 80% reduction in support expenses.
That's incredible.
Now, of course, these are just projections.
Right.
But if they can even come close to achieving these numbers,
yeah,
it would be a significant advantage for businesses.
All right. So they've got a compelling product, mm-hmm, a potentially huge market,
yeah,
and some bold claims about the results they can deliver.
Right.
But how do they plan to make money?
Okay.
Let's take a look at their business model.
They're going with a two-pronged approach.
Okay.
Subscriptions and white label SaaS.
Hold on. Break that down for me.
Sure.
What exactly is white labeling in this context?
So white labeling, that's when a company like yours can take Botrick's software.
Okay.
And put your own branding on it.
Interesting.
It'll be like you built the whole thing yourself.
Right.
Giving you a unique, customized solution without having to start from scratch.
That's great.
It's a smart way for them to expand their reach and tap into a larger customer base.
Got it.
Yeah.
And the pitch deck gives us a peek into their projected revenue from both models.
Okay.
They anticipate $2 million from subscriptions, mm-hmm, and $6 million from white labeling and maintenance.
Wow.
That suggests a potentially profitable business, right?
It does.
Yeah.
But of course, a great product and a solid business model are only part of the equation. They also need a plan to get the word out and attract customers like you.
For sure.
Let's move on to their go-to-market strategy and see how they plan to reach those impressive revenue numbers.
Sounds good.
Okay, so we've talked about Botrick's ambitious goals and how they plan to make money.
Right.
Now let's see how they actually plan to get this in front of customers, like you.
Yeah.
Their go-to-market strategy is actually pretty interesting.
Yeah. They're not just relying on one tactic.
Right.
They're taking a phased approach, starting with tech startups and agencies.
Okay.
Then they plan to expand to small and medium-sized businesses, government agencies, and even larger enterprises.
And they're using a mix of methods to reach those different customer segments.
Okay.
They're leveraging existing contacts, focusing on SaaS founders through platforms like LinkedIn.
Uh-huh.
Plus, they're utilizing a combination of referrals, paid ads, attending conferences.
Wow.
And even forming strategic partnerships.
It sounds like they're really trying to hit all the right touch points to,
yeah,
get their product in front of the right people.
Exactly. And it's not just all talk and projections either.
Right.
They've already achieved some impressive milestones.
Oh, yes.
Like conducting over 25 market validation interviews.
Oh.
And securing 5 paying beta customers.
Okay.
They even claim to have a healthy pipeline of potential clients.
That's a great sign.
Yeah.
It shows there's genuine interest in their product.
Right.
They're not just building something in a vacuum.
Mm-hmm.
They're actively engaging with potential customers and getting feedback to refine their offering.
Right. And they're projecting some serious growth, too.
Well,
they're aiming for over 500 paying customers by the fourth quarter of 2025.
Wow.
And crossing $200,000 in annual recurring revenue in just the first year.
Ambitious, but maybe not entirely out of reach given their initial traction.
Yeah, I think it's doable.
Okay, so they've got a plan to reach their target audience.
Right.
And some early signs of success.
Mm-hmm.
But let's dive a little deeper into the technology itself.
Okay.
What exactly makes their AI so special?
That's a good question. They keep mentioning self-learning AI.
Yeah.
But what does that even mean in practice?
Well, they're understandably a bit secretive about the specifics of their proprietary AI training model.
Right.
After all, that's their secret sauce.
Sure.
But they do highlight a few key features that give us some insight into how it works.
Let's start with what they call context-aware conversations.
Okay.
This is where natural language processing really comes into play, right?
Exactly. Think about it this way.
Okay.
This means the chatbot can understand the nuances of how you, the customer, communicate.
Yeah.
And respond in a way that feels natural and personal.
Uh-huh.
It's not just about recognizing key words, but about truly understanding the intent behind what you're saying.
Right.
It can even pick up on things like slang idioms and even sarcasm.
So no more frustrating conversations with chatbots that just spit out canned responses or completely miss the point of your question.
That's the goal. And it can also remember previous interactions.
Using that context to provide more relevant and personalized responses.
So it's like having a chatbot that can actually hold a conversation with you.
Right.
Not just answer basic questions.
Exactly.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
It's moving beyond simple keyword recognition.
Right.
And into a deeper understanding of intent.
Mm-hmm.
This could be a game changer for customer service, where people often come with complex questions. And let's face it, sometimes a little emotional baggage.
Absolutely. And it ties into another key feature they highlight, okay. Intelligent insights.
Okay, what's that?
Now, the pitch deck is a bit vague on the specifics,
okay.
But it seems like they're using their AI to analyze customer queries and identify patterns.
So what does that mean for me as a business owner?
Imagine being able to spot emerging trends,
okay.
Predict customer needs, and even identify potential product improvements, all based on the data gathered by your chatbot.
Okay.
It's like having a built-in market research team working 24/7.
That's powerful stuff.
Yeah.
They also mentioned omni-channel integration.
Right.
Which we touched on earlier.
Yeah.
Can you explain how that works in practice?
Essentially, it means the chatbot can interact with customers across various platforms.
So whether someone sends an email, starts a chat on your website,
mm-hmm.
or even reaches out on social media,
right.
Botrick can handle it all seamlessly.
That's right.
So no more jumping between different systems or losing track of conversations.
Exactly.
Everything is centralized and accessible.
Yep, yep.
That's got to be a huge time saver for businesses.
And a major improvement for the customer experience.
Yeah, for sure.
No one wants to have to repeat their issue multiple times on different platforms.
Right.
This omni-channel approach could really help create a more cohesive and satisfying customer journey.
Okay, so we've got context-aware conversations,
mm-hmm.
intelligent insights,
uh-huh.
and omni-channel integration.
Yeah.
All very impressive.
Yeah.
But what about the nuts and bolts?
Okay.
How easy is it to actually use and integrate Botrick?
Right.
I'm no tech expert.
That's a great question, and one that potential investors would definitely want to explore further.
Mm-hmm.
The pitch deck doesn't go into a ton of detail,
okay.
but they do mention an API and SDK, which suggests they've made it relatively straightforward for developers to integrate Botrick into existing systems.
They also highlight their white label customization option.
Right.
This means companies can essentially reskin the chatbot to match their brand identity.
Yeah.
So it feels like a natural extension of their own website or app.
Exactly.
It makes it less about a generic chatbot and more about a tailored solution, which I like.
Absolutely. Customization is key for businesses that want to maintain a consistent brand experience.
Right.
It's also a way for Botrick to differentiate themselves from competitors who might offer more off-the-shelf solutions.
Speaking of competition, this is a hot space right now.
It is.
Lots of companies are vying for a piece of that AI chatbot pie.
Oh, yeah.
How does Botrick stack up against the big players?
Good question.
I'm sure you've seen a lot of companies trying to do similar things.
It's true. The market is getting crowded.
Yeah.
But Botrick has done a smart thing here.
What's that?
Their pitch deck actually includes a helpful comparison chart,
okay.
that highlights some key features and how they measure up against competitors like Intercom's Sauce for Sunbird and even agentic AI.
So what does that chart tell us?
Well,
what are some of the key differentiators that make Botrick stand out?
One thing that immediately jumps out is their focus on video and audio knowledge bases.
Okay.
While some competitors offer this to a limited extent,
mm-hmm.
Botrick seems to be making it a core part of their platform.
Okay, so what does that mean for someone like me?
Sure.
How does that actually work?
Imagine being able to train your chatbot on not just text documents,
yes.
but also video tutorials and audio recordings.
Interesting.
That opens up a whole new level of information that the chatbot can access,
yeah.
and use to answer customer queries.
So instead of just spitting out text, it could potentially play a relevant video clip or audio snippet.
Exactly.
It's a much richer and more engaging experience for the customer.
It is.
And it could be a major selling point for businesses that already have a lot of video and audio content.
Yeah.
It's a way to leverage that existing content and make it more accessible and interactive for your customers.
For sure.
Another thing that stood out to me in their comparison chart,
okay.
is their emphasis on affordable subscription pricing.
Yeah.
They really seem to be targeting the smaller end of the market,
right.
with that $15 per month price point.
That's a smart strategic move.
Yeah. How so?
It allows them to tap into a larger pool of potential customers.
Okay.
Especially startups and SMBs who might not have the budget for those expensive enterprise-level solutions.
Right.
It's a classic land and expand strategy.
Meaning they can start with smaller customers.
Right.
And then gradually move upmarket as they grow and develop their products.
Precisely. It's a proven model for SaaS companies. Right. And it seems like Botrick is well-positioned to execute on it.
Okay, so they've got some intriguing technology,
yeah,
a competitive pricing strategy,
yeah,
and a solid plan to reach their target audience.
Mm-hmm.
But let's get down to brass tacks.
Okay.
Can they actually make money doing this?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
The pitch deck does offer some insight into their financials,
okay,
but to be honest, it's a bit of a mixed bag.
Right.
They're projecting some impressive growth.
Yeah, but there are also some red flags.
Let's just say we need to take a closer look at their assumptions and projections to get a clearer picture.
Okay.
That's what we'll do in part three of this deep dive.
All right, sounds good.
Stay tuned.
All right, we're back for the final part of our Botrick deep dive.
Okay.
And as promised, we're putting on our financial analyst hats and taking a closer look at the numbers.
Let's do it.
Are you ready to crunch some figures?
Absolutely. Hmm. We've seen the shiny promises and the impressive tech. Now it's time to see if the financials actually add up.
So let's start with the revenue projections.
Okay.
They're aiming for $200,000 in annual recurring revenue in year one.
Right.
Which jumps to pretty ambitious $15 million by year five.
Those are some aggressive growth targets.
Ah.
And they're banking on their two-pronged approach of subscriptions and white labeling to get them there.
Right. Let's break that down.
Okay.
On the subscription side, they're projecting 10,000 subscribers.
Right.
At an average of $15 per month.
Okay.
That translates to about $2 million in annual recurring revenue.
What's interesting here is that low price point.
Yeah.
It certainly makes them accessible to a wider market,
mm-hmm,
including smaller businesses like yours.
Right.
But it also means they'll need a huge volume of subscribers,
yeah,
to hit those revenue goals.
So they're betting on a high volume, low margin model for subscriptions.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
Now, on the white labeling side, they're projecting 1,000 enterprise clients,
yeah,
at a one-time fee of $5,000.
Right.
Plus an annual maintenance fee of $1,000.
Okay.
That brings their projected white labeling revenue to $6 million.
This is where they're aiming for higher margins.
Okay.
But it comes with its own set of challenges.
Like what?
Landing those big enterprise clients can be a long and complex sales cycle.
Yeah.
Often requiring significant upfront investment in sales and marketing.
And they'll be going head to head with more established players in that enterprise space.
Right.
So the competition will be fierce.
Exactly. They'll need to really nail their value proposition, and showcase a strong track record to win over those larger clients.
The pitch deck also mentions some key financial metrics like customer acquisition cost.
Yes.
And lifetime value, mm-hmm, LTV.
Right.
Can you remind us why those are so important?
These metrics give us a sense of how efficiently they can acquire new customers and how much revenue they can expect to generate from each customer over time.
They estimate a CAC of $50, which seems reasonable given their focus on digital marketing channels.
It does seem reasonable at first glance. However, their projected lifetime value, LTV calculations, raise some eyebrows.
Really?
They're estimating an LTV of $1,200 per subscription client.
Right.
And $6,500 per white label client.
Are those numbers realistic? What do you think?
Well, it depends on a lot of factors.
Okay.
Including their churn rate, customer retention, and upselling opportunities.
The churn rate being the percentage of customers who cancel their subscriptions, right?
Exactly. If their churn rate is high,
mm-hmm,
those LTV numbers could be significantly inflated.
Right.
They'll need to prove they can keep customers around and happy to justify those projections.
They also mentioned a profit margin of 65% per subscription.
Okay.
Which honestly seems pretty high for a SaaS business.
It does. Right. That's something I definitely want to dig into further.
What would you want to know?
Are they factoring in all their costs, including customer support infrastructure and ongoing product development?
Yeah.
Those can really eat into margins.
Good point. It's important to scrutinize those margins and make sure they're not being overly optimistic.
Right.
Now let's shift gears and look at their use of funds.
Okay.
They're seeking $100,000 in pre-seed funding.
Right.
Of that, they've allocated 45% to product development,
mm-hmm,
25% to customer acquisition,
yeah,
20% to infrastructure,
all right,
and 10% to licensing.
That allocation seems to align with their priorities of building a solid product,
Yeah.
attracting those customers, and having a scalable infrastructure.
It does. But remember, pre-seed funding is typically used to get a company off the ground
Right.
and reach those key milestones that will attract a larger seed round later on.
So the pressure is on to execute that plan
For sure.
and demonstrate some serious traction.
Absolutely. They'll need to hit those early milestones,
Right.
validate their market assumptions, and build a really compelling case for future investors if they want to secure more funding down the line.
Their pitch deck also mentions their exit strategy,
Okay.
which is an acquisition by a competitor or an aggregator of services.
That's a common goal for many startups.
It is.
But acquisitions are far from guaranteed.
It all depends on factors like market conditions, the competitive landscape,
Right.
and of course, the company's overall performance.
Right. And ultimately, a successful acquisition hinges on creating real value that a potential acquirer is willing to pay for. So Botrick has his work cut out for it.
They do.
So after looking at all this,
Yeah.
what's the verdict?
That's the question.
Do you think Botrick has what it takes to succeed financially?
It's honestly too early to say for sure.
Okay.
They've presented a compelling vision, a promising product, and a solid team.
Yeah.
But those financial projections are aggressive, and they'll need to execute flawlessly to achieve those goals.
And as with any investment, there are definitely risks involved.
Absolutely. Potential investors would need to conduct thorough due diligence, scrutinize those financials, and carefully assess the competitive landscape
Right.
before making any decisions.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive into Botrick.
We have.
We've explored their problem solution, market opportunity, technology team, go-to-market strategy, and of course, their financials.
It's been a deep
It's
dive.
a fascinating
It
company.
is.
And this deep dive has really highlighted the exciting possibilities of AI in the customer service space.
But as we've seen,
Yeah.
there are also challenges and risks involved.
Right.
It's a complex landscape,
For sure.
and success is never guaranteed.
So we'll leave you with this final thought.
Okay.
What do you think is the most crucial factor for Botrick's success? Is it their innovative technology, their experienced team, their well-defined go-to-market strategy,
Right.
or maybe something else entirely?
It could be.
It's something to ponder as you consider the potential of AI-powered solutions for your own business.
And with that, we've reached the end of our deep dive into Botrick.
Well, that was fun. Yeah, it was.
We hope you found it informative, insightful, and maybe even a little thought-provoking.
I think they will.
Until next time, keep exploring, keep learning, and keep diving deep. Bye, everyone.